If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And we're not the only one, folks. You think Ira Glass really drums up 4 to 5 uber-twee subjects with stories to tell on a given theme every week? Ugh. Listen again. Most of them are Bronson Pinchot doing an accent. Keep that in mind the next time you're watching Beverly Hills Cop 2 and can't stop thinking about Sarah Vowell. But it's the beginning of a new year, filled with limitless promise and potential. So let's jump into roughly the same format we've been clinging to since 2000 and yawn. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Heekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Several years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And, explaining everything else seems daunting. I guess the only important thing right now is there's like a magical artifact in my head that the Dark Lord wants. So that's probably not good.
We'll get it out, buddy. One way or another.
but Chunt, that's the thing. I do not want it out. It is my only connection to my life on Earth.
That's right, Chunt. Watch thyself, for I have recently committed myself to defending Arnie's life and the artifact in his head at all costs. So, if you were to lay hand on him or attempt to reach in and pull out that sweet plum in his brain, I would have to strike thee down.
Ooh, Arnie, I know what we could do. We could take you to a shrink.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to go to a shrink?
Do you know what a shrink is?
I know what a shrink is on Earth, and I'm really open to it, and I feel like I've done some podcast sponsorship ads that really eloquently talk about that experience.
Oh, it's probably the same. So, here you go to a shrink, and what they do is they make your head real small, and then they can remove...
Very tiny.
They can remove anything that was inside of it, and I mean anything.
So they kind of Beetlejuice me.
What's that now?
They kind of Beetlejuice me?
One more time?
No, I cannot... That's it. That's the most times I can do that.
Damn it. We almost had it.
Great. Now I want some cream of cockroach.
Look, Chunt, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of the most important person in Foon right now, so you guys got to protect me?
Yes, we must be willing to do anything to make sure that Arnie and this artifact are safe. And I For no reason whatsoever, would like to clarify that all the times I've called men and women to arms to fight for Foon, it's to make sure that the correct and proper government is in place. Huh. No reason.
Okay. All right.
You know, speaking of protecting Arnie, I feel like such an idiot. I seem to have lost, you know, my giant Warhammer?
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it anywhere. I don't know if I left it in another form or I don't know what's going on, but...
Yeah, I mean, we haven't referenced it for like 2 or 3 years, so it could be anywhere.
I know, so yeah, I feel like I just need some new weapons. You know, I know danger is around every corner, and I know as a badger, I'm kind of a bit of a badass. You know, tiny but ferocious. But For a badger, but it's always nice to have some sort of weaponry, you know, something to defend yourself or to attack another.
I walked past a blacksmith as I entered this very tavern, and I think that we should go and gather some more weapons to help keep the proper government that is meant to be in power, the Belroths, that are good and forward-thinking and good and kind, in power.
Okay.
Arnie, what is going on with Usador today?
I don't know. He's leaning on this hard all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something happened with him, but I'm nervous to delve into it too much.
I mean, I saw some soap come out of his ear, so maybe he washed his brain and that's what's going on?
That could be. That could be. Absolutely.
Just keep an eye on him.
My point is, I'm not suggesting that people overthrow a government for no good fucking reason at all.
Oh, I see. Because, you know, when you say, I just want this specific government to stay in power, I could kind of read that either way.
Right, right, right. I'm just clarifying that point. Let's go get some weapons. Follow me.
I'm excited. It's kind of like we're going shopping.
Ooh, let's walk arm in arm.
Okay.
Dee, 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 making our way down the road. Da, dee, dee, down
this
the road.
This is fun in theory, but our height difference makes this very awkward.
Yeah, I'm basically swinging between the two of you. Whee! 1, 2, 3. Whee! Did you know that the human head weighs 8 pounds? Whee!
You had me at we.
Pardon me.
Hey, welcome, welcome.
Art thou the proprietor of this blacksmithery?
How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
So many fun friends.
I am very well. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. The northeast, with a proper government, the Belroth family sits in power, and I support them fully, and they were duly put there by the proper laws
great.
Of the land.
Hello, I am Chunt the Shapeshifter, and this is my best friend Arnie the Human.
Hi, I'm from another world. Also, the Dark Lord wants my brain, but you don't need to worry about that too much.
Oh my goddesses, you guys are so cute. I love this.
Can I ask, do we come on too strong?
No, just right. Just right, honestly.
Oh.
Welcome to my shop.
All three of us just right?
One of you was a little much. It was a little overwhelming. But
yes,
then the
Arnie.
Other two sort of calmed me down, and the other two made it a little bit better.
Oh, that's good. What's your name?
My name is Sylvia.
Ooh.
Welcome to my shop. Are you guys looking for swords? What are you guys looking for today?
Oh, boy.
Obviously, I'm a blacksmith. I do all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, your apron says, kiss the blacksmith?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's me.
And what's that? Is that a grill that you're behind, or is that some sort of fire? What is that?
Yeah, this is my big, huge fire. And this is where I sort of make my stuff. But
yeah.
It's funny, like, there's such a common misconception about blacksmiths that we only work with metal. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so no. I work with so much fun stuff. I work with wood. I work with stone. I work with grass. Mm. I work with hay. I work with found objects. I work with rocks.
I love rocks.
This is really interesting.
Wow, you work with stone and rocks?
Stone and rocks, yeah. Which is, it's a common misconception that those are the same thing.
I guess one hay shield, please.
Well, okay, slow down. This is a process. This is a process. I like to get to know who I'm making.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. I got excited. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I usually ask a series of questions. Ooh. You know, I get a series of your personalities, and then we can dive in to sort of.
I see. So it's not a situation where someone would just come in here and say, like, hey, I'm here for grass.
No. It's not one of those things where you can just, you know, be like, I have the money. Can I buy a weapon? Which is just insane to do.
Yeah, it makes sense that there should be a process.
Yeah, so I usually like to get a sense of, you know, who I'm working with and make sure that we're getting the right sword for you. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by checking our backgrounds out. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, but mostly like your personalities. You know, like what would you do in certain situations so that we can make sure that I get the right sword for you.
Arnie, this is very similar to something we have in Foon called Cosmos Quiz. So it's in the Cosmos, and the Cosmos comes out like, you know, every month, I guess. There's a new Cosmos, and Cosmos will have this quiz. And you answer these questions, and it'll be like, how many drinks do you have a week? And it'll tell you what type of, you know, monster you are, what kind of personality you are. You know, it's just a really fun kind of thing. So maybe, Arnie, do you want to go first?
So I could take this quiz and it'd be like, ooh, you drank too much this week. You're a monster.
Yeah, come to think of it, the Cosmos quiz, it's always how much do you drink per week? So,
Are other people administering this quiz to you, or are they
nope,
like coming
you just look
to
at the stars?
You
just look at the stars and you make up the questions yourself. So I guess I'm to blame.
Well, let's all get swords. Let's figure out this process. What's the swords for us?
This is so fun. Oh my god. Okay, who am I starting with? By the way, who's going first?
I'll go first. And just so you know, I'm a total carry in terms of like I like to carry the weapons.
Okay, we'll see. A lot of people think that they know what the sword that like is supposed to be for them is, and actually you have no idea. You have no idea.
We'll see.
Okay, so I guess I'll start with the first question I ask, which is you're out in this field. And
okay, let me close my eyes.
You're running. And you're running and you're running. And there's this massive dragon behind you just breathing fire. It's going to burn you up. And suddenly you see a cave ahead, and you run into the cave. So do you, A, take the poison out of your bag and kill yourself? Or B, do you go out there and do you fight the dragon and then kill yourself?
I think I see take out the poison and try and throw it in the dragon's mouth.
There is no C.
Oh, okay.
It's just A or B.
I see. I'm sorry. IA.
There is a D, though.
Oh, details.
D.
Give me the D.
I'll give you the D.
But he just wants the second half of the D. He wants the details.
Yeah, I want the tail end of the D.
I'm going to give you the D.
Okay.
You go out there.
Yeah.
You try to talk to the dragon.
Ooh.
You try to calm him down. You try to actually converse. And make this better.
Knowledge is the most formidable weapon.
And then after, you go in the cave and you kill yourself.
I think D, because I think I would defuse the situation and then he would walk away and I would feel terrible about, you know, a dragon's got a dragon. That's their whole purpose, is to cause chaos. And if the dragon doesn't kill me or eat me, I feel like I've let them down. And so I just want to, you know, I want to punish myself.
Okay, oh my god, you are totally a hey boy.
I'm a hey boy.
I know I'm going to be working with hay for you. So that's how I choose the material that we're going to use. Does someone want to go next, or do you want me to like move on to the shape?
I'll go next. Ask me any question, I fear not these questions. Although you should know, I am a bit of a Miranda, because I believe people should be read their rights.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a carry, as in I think you should carry your rights.
Oh, okay. That works too.
Okay, here we go. You are in an ocean. A sea. You're at sea. You're swimming.
Is that the C question or is that the A? Or we haven't got to the
answer. We haven't gotten there yet.
I'm so I'm classic
fucking
hey boy.
Please, my process.
Of course,
Sean, keep your eyes on your own test.
Please, Sean.
I'm so overwhelmed.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
No, it's funny because I thought that he was going to be a handful, and now I'm realizing you are.
Guys, I'm just going to take this poison. I'm sorry. I fucked it all up. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. My little hay boy. Okay, so you're at sea. You're swimming, right?
So forget about A and B. We're starting at C with this one.
Ani, shut up.
C-S-E-A.
I'm just trying to show that I can be difficult as well.
Yes, exactly.
Honestly, you were barely difficult. You were barely difficult.
Oh, thank you.
But he made the same joke I did just 30 seconds later.
But it was kind of cuter with him. Anyway, so you're at C-S-E-A. You're in the water. Right. You're drowning. Right? You're drowning, can't breathe.
Okay.
All of a sudden, this big, huge shark comes out of the water. A monster, really. And then you realize that the second half of it is a human. It's a merman. And he says, I can either bring you down into the water to live with us down here forever, or I can kill you right now. So do you A, go down underwater and live with him and then kill yourself. B, kill him and then swim as vigorously as you can back to shore and then kill yourself.
Okay.
Or C, do you have a nice conversation with him? Do you converse with him? Do you actually say, you know, what you need in this scenario and like make sure that this is the right choice for you given your circumstances and like the life that you've been living, and then kill yourself. Obviously, sorry, did I say C? I meant D. That was D.
There is no C.
There's
because
no
we're already
C.
at sea.
Exactly.
We're already at sea.
So yeah. He's on land. Oh, and can I just say, Usador, I once dated a half-man, half-shark. His name was Mark, and he was great. So just take that into consideration.
Mark Shark?
Goddess. I just said, goddess, you're a handful. That's all I was going to say.
All right.
I really would love to hear more about Mark, but we can do that another time.
I would do A, where he drags me underneath the sea to live with him forever, and then I kill myself.
Okay.
Because I would immediately come back. I'm a great wizard, and I would be resurrected. Maybe not quite as I am now, but a blue wizard would certainly appear again, not far from where I had been struck down. So, no problem.
You're rock hard.
Well, you gave me the D, so that helped.
You are rock hard.
And I'm a handful.
So now we know.
All right.
Now we know that you're a rock boy.
Nice.
We got our hay boy, our rock boy.
All right. Oh, and sorry to dwell on this, but what makes me a hay boy? Hay boy. Is it just that like horses want to eat me? Is it that I kind of go with the wind? What makes me a hay boy? Because you gave me the answer, but I don't know if I got the full
reason.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you said that you would talk it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that like lets me know that you're kind of you're weak, you're meek, you're kind of like a beta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You like to be walked all over, yeah. Like hay.
Well, hold
but
on.
But you also kind of go with the wind. You go with the flow.
Gotcha.
Well, to be fair, you like to be eaten by other animals.
That's true. And I was dating Mark, watched a hydra fuck him while I sat in the corner on a little stool. So does that count as it? Does that make me a hay boy?
That's a total hay boy.
Hey now, don't dream. It's over.
That's a
smile because it happened, not because it's gone, right?
So that's why you're a hay boy.
Okay.
Do you want to know why you're rock hard?
Well, don't. I think it's just because I have a very steely sort of assured way that I speak and carry myself through the world. And I've always loved rocks. Look, I have a healing rock right here in my pouch.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
I can smash anyone with this rock and it heals them.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's because you're kind of stiff, you know?
Oh.
You sort of just like are this like force. Like you just like come in and you like, you're like wham.
An undeniable force of nature. Well, I take this as a wonderful compliment and I thank thee.
Yeah, you are kind of like Wham. Arnie says that all the time. He says you're very much like Wham. Because a lot of times before we leave on a mission, Arnie and I will be asleep, and you kind of shake us out of bed.
Yeah. You know, when she said Wham, I knew we were gonna spend some time talking about it.
I do like to wake you up before you go-go.
And last Christmas, you were being a total Wham. Just the way you were, like, running around the tavern and screaming.
Well, I gave you my heart, and then the very next day you took it away.
And of course, Sylvia, I don't want to speak for you, but as far as I know, in my limited travels and knowledge, WHAM stands for Wizard Has Mental Breakdown.
Yeah.
There's a silent B.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it isn't even a silent B. We just say mental breakdown real fast like that because we don't want to think about it too much.
A mental breakdown.
Mental breakdown. Arnie, take the test.
All right, great. But before I take the test, I've got to say I'm a bit of a Charlotte, and that's because I'm not a Samantha. I wish I was a Samantha. I just don't have that kind of power.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm so glad to hear it, honestly. The main thing that I just want to reiterate is that this can be kind of painful for you guys. I mean, it's not fun to, like, look yourself in the mirror. You might think that, but things can turn ugly.
Oh.
It's true. I once stared into a mirror for 10 years, and it just got stranger and stranger.
Can I ask why you gave that? You didn't give that warning before the first two tests, but as soon as it came to my test, it was like,
yeah,
oh, by the way.
Yeah, she knows a sucker when she sees one.
This is going to be a really tough bit of introspection, specifically involving your face.
I once stared in a mirror at 9 a.m. while sipping alcoholic tomato juice, and I took 3 sips and I barfed because it was so scary.
I sleep with a mirror.
Oh, no. I don't need your whole details. Wow.
Huh.
No, it's the best way to sleep. So warm.
Sounds comfy.
So yeah, just to reiterate once more, you know, you might not like what I have to say, and but that's who you are.
Okay.
I am a mirror in a way. I'm almost like a therapist in certain respects.
Oh.
Or a shrink, but I don't really shrink anyone's heads anymore. I used to.
Oh, you don't.
So here's your scenario.
Okay.
You're in hell.
Wow, sucks, Arnie. Well, let me start picking out a weapon. Let's see here.
You're in hell, and you burn.
Okay.
You burn and you burn and you burn and you burn. Mm-hmm. And you burn.
No, this tracks. This tracks.
This eye contact is very intense right now.
Both her hands are in the flame and it's not doing anything.
And she prefaces by saying it was going to be painful for me.
Oh my God, it says, look at her. She's putting her head in the oven. Sylvia, no, take your head out of the oven. It's not what, no.
It's all right. It's all right. I've got my healing rock.
Oh, you okay?
Are you all right, Sylvia?
I don't know what happened. Oh my gosh.
Sylvia. Was that an A? Was that A?
Yeah, were the endless nightmarish screams, was that the A choice?
Oh my gosh.
Or was that like, hey!
That's never happened to me before. Not since 300 years ago.
So it has happened before.
I mean, that's long enough, I think. That's a long enough amount of time that you can...
Feels like a reset.
Yeah, you could say never.
And
then.
Before that, it hadn't happened to me for 625 years.
You're very old. I'm only 300 and something odd years. I'm surprised you've been around this long.
And before that, it was 3 days.
Oh, that's not long.
What a week that must have been.
Those are the exact numbers that Usur gives when he says he's never been kissed. Sylvia, this might be rude, but I do have to ask. I mean, just, you know, based a little bit on your appearance, based on the fact that you put both your hands and your head eventually in the fire and were unaffected, and based on how long you've been alive, are you, you made metal? You made of metal?
I'm made of fire.
Oh, a fire elemental. How exciting.
Wow. It must always be trying to escape you, right?
Now, see, we should have known this, because right on the door, right over the door, there's a sign right there that says Blacksmith, fire elemental, Sylvia Plath.
Yes.
Oh.
If you read the fine print, you'll see. It's really small. It's really small.
Chen, I gotta say, if she's a fire elemental, you're never getting that fucking hay sword.
Next door, there's a shop that said Carl Plath, but I guess we took the Plath that's taken. Oh, that's hard to say. But worth it.
I've never met someone like you before. Except for 300 years ago.
So you have
met someone
like
that, 625 years. And before that, 3 days.
Yeah.
And before that, a half an hour.
Was it the same one?
It was the same one. He came back.
So I'm most interested in that 3 day gap. Like after that 3 days, were you just like, fuck, oh, this again?
It was the longest day of my life.
Is this all part of Ani's question?
I don't even need to ask any more questions. Except for one.
Uh-huh. So there's one.
Are you going to kill yourself? Fire!
So it seems like a yes or no question, Ani. Are you going to kill yourself with fire?
Oh, okay. Am I going to kill myself with fire? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to try not to.
No?
No. Yeah, no. Sorry.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We got a hay boy. We got a rock hard.
Rock hard.
What's the third one? Here we go.
Ooh, I hope my sword is made of sticks.
Oh, this is a real thinker for me. I've never come across someone who's said this to me before.
No one's ever said no to being destroyed by you? Or by fire. I assumed it was you.
When I've had that type of fire, when I felt your fire like that, I know that you want to kill yourself with fire. And then you said no. I haven't had that happen to me in 300 years. And before that, 625.
Yeah, I think it was 625. Yeah.
Before that, there's
I don't want to. I don't want to be rude. Based on your appearance, based on the fact that you put your hands in the head in the fire, based on how long you've been alive, are you drunk? look up at the sky. Oh, I guess we're indoors. Imagine you're looking up at the stars. I have a quiz for you. Imagine you're looking up at the stars. How many drinks you had this week?
I've had wine. Wine. Beer. Mead. Wine.
Well, okay. Can't be too drunk then. Had a beer and a mead thrown in there. Must be
just
sobered up.
A normal day.
Yeah.
Beer then wine. Doing fine. Wine then beer. Fear.
Yeah,
fear,
and you know the expression. Wine, 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 wine before beer in the clear.
Well, now I know who you are. And I know the type of sword that you'll take. But it's going to take me a couple minutes because I have to get it out of the back.
A couple minutes? I wanted a sword now.
It's going to take a couple of minutes.
Okay. So your inventory is just in the back? So what's this anvil and all this fire for?
This is where...
Just to put your head and hands in?
I'm going to get the material.
Oh.
We haven't even gotten to the shape.
Oh, you're right.
That's
true. Sylvia needs a couple minutes to go with the materials. It's the perfect opportunity for us to take a break.
Wait, a break? For how long?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She's been back there for kind of a while.
Arnie, give it a few minutes.
Okay. I've never bought a weapon before, I don't think, unless I'm forgetting an episode where I did.
I'm sure we've bought weapons. Oh, look at oh, look what I just found in my little satchel.
Oh.
Press-on knives. They're little knives that go on my nails so I can claw. Oh, those are just my nails. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. You gotta stop.
I have claws, yeah.
You gotta stop biting off your nails and then keeping them in your satchel. Oh.
Were you running back there?
Okay.
Is everything all right?
Sit down for a second.
Let's take
hey,
a break.
Buddy.
Every okay? time I think she's recovered, there's still more.
I haven't gone back there.
Here we go.
300 years. Oh.
When was the last time before that?
Oh, 325.
3 days before that. Three days. I actually don't remember the one after that.
How do you stay open? If you have so little, if you have such little amounts of business, how do you stay open?
Oh, I have lots of business.
But you haven't been in the back for 300
years?
No one
has ignited what just happened to me in 300.
Uh-huh.
300.
It's 300 then 600.
3, 6, 25. Half a day.
Look, I'm bad with numbers, and I remember.
But before I can show you what I'll be using to make your sword, I think we need to get into shapes. I think I need to know the shape of each of the swords.
Oh, okay. Usador, Arnie.
What?
Yeah. Hey, I just took a peek at the window, and there's, I don't know if you saw that, there's a sticker from the FBB, the Foonish Business Bureau. She got an F.
Is that
F stands for fucked?
Oh,
guys, we're fucked. I don't know what this lady does, but I don't think she makes weapons.
The only way out is through.
Why would she post that?
Huh?
Let's get into the shapes. I need to know. I need to know the shapes.
Do you?
I guess just pointy, like a pointy comes. It should, our blade should come.
Yeah.
To
do
a
you
point?
Want us to suggest shapes, or are you going to ask us another question?
Although, hold on, a sword in the shape of a heart would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm already starting to think of some quirky
you don't
shapes.
Get to decide your shape.
All right.
The shape picks you.
Oh, okay. Ain't that the truth?
Some people think they're going to have such a big, long, sharp thing, sharp sword, and no. Mm-hmm. Yours will be dull. Yours will be small.
Hmm. Well, if it's a wider sword, you can cut it, right? You can temper it so it's a little more shapely and clean.
Some people say it's how you use it, but it's not.
Yeah. Over time, the swords get shorter. That's a thing, right?
Like what?
Like, that's kind of common.
Arnie,
like, over,
buddy.
Like, over a lot of time.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll go first since I was first
okay.
with the scenario.
Okay,
I guess I'll
great.
Go first for shape. So, hey boy's up to
hey
bat.
Hey boy, let's go. Okay. Again, I'm going to give you a scenario. You're running.
Okay.
And you realize you've run off a cliff. Do you, A, keep falling to your death and die and kill yourself?
Well, I don't know if I fall off a cliff, I don't know if...
Would the cops count that as a suicide?
Or B, so you just drop to your death and kill yourself.
Hmm.
Or D.
Oh?
D?
Yeah?
Do you pray up to the goddess and say, take me now, good goddess, take me. And then fall to your death and you kill yourself.
the fuck?
wait, hold on.
To be fair, you did run off a cliff.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. You fall to your death and then you kill yourself.
Well, Arnie, have you ever seen a badger with 4 broken legs? Not much of a chance of recovery.
Badgers have 9 lives.
Oh, do we?
Until you kill yourself, and then you have 1.
That can't be true. You, sir, smite me.
Do I have to?
Let's not just take that on faith.
Remember, she got an F for fucked.
That's right.
It's true.
That's
it's
right.
in my book.
Also, guys, remember everything else that's happened since we've come in here.
All right, Chang, you got to pick one. What are you going to pick?
Well, Sylvia, I want to ask, like, based on what you're doing, it sounds like there's only three types of weapons and there's only three types of shapes?
What? No.
Every scenario you're giving only has three outcomes.
Each of everything I just said is extremely different from the next. And what you pick will determine your shape.
Okay.
And your shape will determine whether or not you stay alive, if you think about it.
Well, I guess if I had my druthers again, I'd have a heart-shaped sword, but that's not up to me. So I guess I would say D. I'd probably, just like I did with the dragon, I'd try and talk to the goddesses, see what's going on with them, and then take it from there.
Okay, wow. So yours is limp.
A wow? Only three options, and one of the options elicits a wow? I mean, it was a 33% chance. You should be prepared.
Wow, you threw me for a loop.
Didn't see that coming.
You threw me for a loop.
I shouldn't have.
Sounds like he threw you for a limp.
Your shape is limp. Okay.
So, my weapon is limp hay.
Yes. That's your weapon. That's your sword.
I mean...
Aren't you glad we came to this blacksmith, Chunt?
I guess it's lucky I have 9 lives if I go into battle with... limp hay.
It's one of the most expensive.
Oh, come on. Is that real, or are you just saying that?
No, it's very expensive.
Very well. I am next. Ask me the question, and I shall answer.
Okay.
Sorry, I have one clarifying question.
Please.
Do we now call Chunt Limp Hay Boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Limp Hay Boy. Limpa Boy. Limp Hay Boy. Okay. I'm ready. You're swimming.
You're swimming.
You're swimming in lava.
Ah.
Hot lava.
Okay.
Do you A?
It's redundant.
Fry to your death and then kill yourself.
There is a lot of redundancy in all of these.
Hot B. Lava? What are we doing here?
I want to hear B.
Do you burst into flames and then kill yourself in the lava? Or C? Do you scream? Scream to the man at the end of the volcano. Please, 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 I need help. Bring help. And he brings the townspeople, and they come and they surround you. And they pull. And you finally get your last foot out of the lava. And then you kill yourself in front of everyone. And then you die in the volcano.
He kills himself and then he dies? Brutal.
Your last foot?
I'd hate to traumatize those poor town people. Plus, how do you know where the end of the volcano is? That seems confusing.
The top.
The top? The top is the end?
The top.
All right.
The hole.
It doesn't matter, for I am going to select B. I am going to burst into flames to show that volcano it's not the only hot thing there, and then I'm going to kill myself.
Wait, if the top is the end, does that mean I'm reading wrong?
Any hole is both the beginning and the end.
Any hole is both the beginning and the end. So my buttholes are timeless.
Yes.
Wow.
Coincidentally, that's the shape of yours. A butthole.
Oh.
Lucky.
Rock hard butthole.
Oh, lucky. My shape was limp. Try teaching that in school.
I shall then raise my rock hard butthole to the forces of darkness.
Damn it.
And I shall say unto them... Here, in attempt to enter this sphincter and find destruction on the other end.
This is like the biggest fuck you to me. A rock hard butthole as a weapon? I have to fight alongside that and keep my eyes on the enemy? Fuck.
Chunt, you can have mine. I've already got a sword and a staff.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know that I'm ready to move on yet.
Good idea. You out of breath again? What's going on?
Jesus.
Do you need some water? Will that kill you?
Look, whatever comes out of my mouth today, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I have no control over what I might say or I might do. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that.
Okay.
The energy.
Oh. So you just sort of, you're an elemental, you're a fire elemental, but it seems like you're maybe just sort of channeling energy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You're a vessel for prophecy. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm having a hard time unpacking if this is a you thing or a me thing.
It's a you thing.
Okay.
Arnie.
Oh, a used thing. You should go to the doctor. Arnie, it should not be in that shape.
All right, limp sword.
Arnie, maybe it's the artifact in your brain. Perhaps it's causing this elemental to react in some way, some unexpected manner.
That's right. This is because I'm, you know, I hate to say it, because I hate to make it about me, but I'm probably the most important person in Foon right now. That could be it.
You know, it's fine to be the most important person in Foon, but it's kind of like, be really kind of like smugly humble about it is a little annoying.
Okay. How should I be about it? I'll take notes.
Either be incredibly proud and say, I am the most important person in all of Foon, or just say, like, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
But there's all it's all the, like, the faux, like, oh, I'm so humble, I'm so humble. You're clearly not being humble.
I'm doing fine.
Sylvia. Hold on, Sylvia. Guys, when we were at Jizzlenob, wasn't there a prophecy teacher that was fired because all those kids died in a volcano?
I remember those kids.
You do?
I remember those kids.
That seems damning.
They came in here looking for swords, and what they left with was so dark, so dark. And that was, nay, 300 years ago.
Why'd you make it sound like a horse? Does that help you remember?
If this was 300 years ago, I think you're talking about some other kids.
Nay, it was 625 years ago.
And more 3 days.
I remember those kids. And what I see in you today.
Uh-huh.
It's the same. It's the same energy.
As the kids? Oh, why did I say I was a Charlotte?
Okay, I'm going to give you your scenario.
Okay. Sylvia, I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you have any hobbies?
Goddess.
Yeah, let's get to know you a little bit, Sylvia, before we wrap this up.
This is clearly going to be painful for you.
I'm so disoriented already. Yes, I have plenty of hobbies. I do so much.
Oh, and when's the last time you laughed?
The last time I laughed?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I laugh every day. Everyone is Aww. Such a treasure.
What's your favorite curse word?
Fart.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Huh. Oh, favorite food?
I love a slow-cooked milk.
I gotta try that.
Huh. SCM, yeah, very good. Peel off the skin, delicious.
Yeah.
Well, okay, back to it.
Oh, are we ready?
Yeah, okay. I think, yeah. If you're ready, that's the most important part. Are you ready?
I'm never ready for someone like you. Okay, you're on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the avalanche! The avalanche!
I think so, the avalanche.
You kill yourself!
I'm not sure if I should be trying to understand the specific words.
The sticks?
Rocks and sticks, I think.
Fuck, I knew I was going to get sticks.
The stab? You kill yourself in the snow.
I kill myself in the snow. I mean, it could be worse.
Is that, that's option A?
If you kill yourself in the snow, you turn into a snow angel.
Oh.
Oh, you don't want to be a snow angel.
Oh, no?
It's the shittiest kind of angel. You're stuck in the snow. You've got wings, but you can't fly. You're too heavy. You're just walking around in the snow like a fucking chump.
Yeah, kids piss on you. It's awful.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't have a halo.
People throw a top hat on you. You look like an idiot.
I passed out for a second there.
I'm sorry. And we just started.
Sorry, we were talking about
small talk over your body.
I passed out. I was on the floor there. I'm bleeding. Oh, my God.
That's all right.
Get you to a chair.
Here, I've got my healing rock, too. Here.
Oh.
Feeling better?
Yes, I feel great. Thank you.
Okay, good, good.
I've never had that happen to me before.
Except for...
Never.
Oh.
Whoa.
That was something I've never experienced.
You know, I'm thinking about maybe not buying a sword.
Not since... not since nay 300 years ago.
Is there a horse behind me? She's trying to talk to. What is going
on? Nay. I'm going to need to go to the back.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
For your shape.
Huh.
Okay.
Actually, the bottom. I'm going to need to go to the bottom.
Yeah, well, oh, I thought you better shape up. I thought shapes were always on the higher shelves. Oh, if you, I mean, you're the blacksmith, so we trust you.
I keep my shapes all over.
Okay.
Your shape, it's down low. I'll go get it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Well, now that she's gone to the bottom of the blacksmithery, do you think I should, ask her to just sharpen my regular sword?
That might be. Or should we sneak out while she's back there? Because have you noticed that she's never mentioned any of the details about my sword?
Yeah, I did notice that.
Guys, I have a better idea. Follow me. Let's go down there and see what the fuck she's been doing.
Yeah, let's sneak
out. Oh yeah, this is gonna go well.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, right. Okay. Quiet, shh. She's eating chips.
Either that or she's scatting.
Look closely. They're super hot sriracha chips. They must be the source of her power.
She's scarfing those down. She's gonna choke. I mean, I know it seems weird, but I've had people over and I've snuck into another room and just start going crazy on some chips. It happens.
Oh, our cover's blown. Sylvia.
Oh.
Sorry to catch you in this state. We just wanted to make sure that we paid you for your services.
Get out of here. This is my chip time.
Okay, we'll give you your chip time.
This is when I eat my chips.
We're very sorry. We should not have intruded on your inner sanctum. I'm sorry.
You. So sorry.
Those chips look good.
You. This is your sword.
She's just holding a chip up in front of my face.
This
is my sword.
Arnie, you're being rude.
How much is that going to run me?
Arnie, it's a metaphor.
Oh, great.
Think about it.
I'm going to defend my life with a metaphor.
Think about it. If you imbibe of that which gives you power, you need not a sword. You shall be the very power you need.
And when the chips are down, you pick them up. And once you stab, you can't stop.
Oh, wait, Sylvia. Sylvia, excuse me.
Sean, stop eating the chips.
Sorry, they were there. I thought they were everybody's chips.
Yes, rock hard, little boy.
I assumed that was a metaphor. Was the chip a metaphor, or is he just supposed to eat the chip?
This is his sword. He should carry this with him wherever he goes.
Okay.
To fight off the demons that will surely follow him. For he is doomed.
I am doomed? I was all right for... I was like, hey, you know what? I can carry a chip around for a long time. I've done that by accident before.
You are doomed.
I'm doomed.
You are doomed.
Oh.
Well, yeah, he's doomed. He's going to go into battle with a fucking chip. Come on. That's not...
I know.
Hold on. You know what? No. This is fucked. This is F for fucked. If you give someone a chip and say they're doomed for battle, there's no prophecy there. You're setting them up for failure. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but you're the one fulfilling it.
Although, just watch. In 3 months, I end up fighting some guacamole, and I'm like, holy shit.
The sword chooses you.
Chunt's right. This is all nonsense. We're keeping the chip, but we're going to go upstairs, and we're going to ransack this place. We're going to take whatever we want.
What?
We're going to take whatever we want.
Take whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It all comes, and it goes, and it dies, and it commits suicide.
All right, I'm going back upstairs. I'm going now. Here I go.
These swords die? I don't want to use them.
They'll die. Take your limp, limp hay, and go run and go die, and just leave me be while I eat my chips.
I opened up all the chests up here. They're all full of chips.
Everything is chips. It's all chips.
Arnie, that's our new shirt. Everything has chips.
Well, look, we're keeping some of these chips.
And we're keeping that slogan.
Everything is chips?
Yeah, that's ours now. So any merch and any sales we make goes to us.
Listen, hear me out. A shirt that just says...
That's trademarked by me. The... If you sell anything with that on it, I'll come and sue you.
Fine. Sylvia, we're leaving. Okay?
Okay.
We're sorry and we're leaving.
Wow. I thought you were going to be a handful.
Well, I'm limp, so I'm not.
I just want to say to my little hey boy and my little rock hard boy and my little...
Yeah?
Chip.
Yeah.
My little tiny greasy little chip. As you go out on the field and wander, think of me. But also...
Is this a pep talk? Is this a halftime pep talk?
But
guys, take a knee.
But also, think about all those little kids that died.
That you killed?
Think about all those people who came 600, 300 years ago to the shop and how they all perished. They all died. Think of that.
Okay. Is there a multiple choice option, or we're just keeping your legacy alive? Arnie, the side of your chip says Warritos. That must be the brand.
There's a candy shop owner we should introduce you to sometime. Well, that's it. I filled my hat with chips, and I am on my way out. I thank thee for thine time, Sylvia, but I shall ne'er return to your establishment.
Wait a second, Usur. Let me indent the top of your hat here. And Sylvia, if you don't mind, I'm going to take some of this cheese, just dump it in the middle of your hat. And
my cheese.
She sounded upset, but also, like, she couldn't care less. That was the most apathetic cry. Well, Usur now has a chip hat with cheese in the middle. Arnie, you have a Warrito, and chip. I have limp hay. So what do we owe you?
700.
Plus?
892.
Plus?
Stop saying plus.
Four.
And then tags.
4, 4, 8. Okay. So you do the math.
That's a lot of gold, but here it is. There you go.
Thank you.
Bag full of gold for you. I assume that's going to get you through the next 300.
Years.
625, 3 years, whatever it is, until someone else comes in.
You guys have been my favorite customers I've ever had.
That can't be right.
Thank you.
I've never liked anyone more. Thank you for coming in.
Her eyes are dead. I don't believe this. This is fine.
There's something about us.
Please leave the cheese.
Quick, grab the rest of the cheese and go.
Leave the cheese.
Go.
We gotta go, Sylvia. We're not gonna ever come back to your business. But, you know, if you ever want to hang out socially, look us up.
Oh, sure.
You did it! You reached the credits! Whatever happened back there, they can't hurt you anymore. The part of Usador the Wizard was overwrought by Matt Young. The part of Chunt the Hayboy was blurted out by Adol Rafai in between super professional laugh breaks. Sylvia the Blacksmith was played by special guest Lily Sullivan. Check out Lily's new podcast, Going Deep, where she plays an insane couples therapist named Diana Deep. Going Deep is available on Stitcher Premium. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. If this show was a full head of hair, think of Ryan as the shampoo. No, the conditioner. A tiny bottle of hotel conditioner. That's still in the hotel. It was left behind. Unopened. And the hotel is abandoned. Or maybe Ryan's the scrunchie? I'll circle back to this. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, got it. The show is a full head of hair. Ryan is a catalog of different scarves at the bottom of a pile of unread magazines in a barber shop that's empty because it's a crime scene. And I'm a glittery top hat, the kind that doesn't keep you warm, but you can wave it around during a big Broadway number. Oh, I'm the scarf catalog, too. We'll figure out what Ryan is next week. Or never.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history.
Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.